You're listening to Wholesaling Inc. episode number 1439.
If I got to talk to strangers, it's not like I'm looking at them in the face, you know, it's over phone.
Yeah.
Worst they can say is no. So,
yeah.
I mean, I just started up and I've never really had too much of, you know, problem talking to people.
Yeah.
But I think I looked at my mojo. I think I'm about 45,000 calls in so far.
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
I said you've done 8 deals, 106K, and you got a flip going on.
Yes, yes.
How's that flip going?
It's going good. We just listed a few days ago.
Okay.
It was actually just like a normal cold call. We came across it.
Yep. Who called?
I called.
You called?
Yes. I called it. I pulled a mobile home in Prescott.
Yep.
And we came across, I got him low, and I told Dad about it. I'm like, I might have this guy, you know, pretty low, that maybe we could take it down. And he's like, yeah. You know, the comps in the area were like 300, 315, and I got it for 170.
Woo!
Put about 18.
What list was it from?
It was a Prescott mobile list.
Okay, mobile home.
Mobile home list.
Okay.
But this area, I mean, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a manufactured older area.
It's retirement home, retirement areas
exactly.
That people
we go actually to. Rented right by the house that we have.
Yeah.
It's right by a golf course. It's beautiful. So we locked it up for 170. I met him at a Denny's.
Yeah.
And we decided to take it down ourselves, and we just listed it a few days ago for 335.
And?
We have about 215 into it.
Okay.
And we've had quite a bit of showing so far. No offers yet, but we just listed it.
Okay.
You know, so.
Now, can you get financing for this mobile home?
Yeah. So it was actually a unique situation. We have a friend, his name's Rodney. He owns a landscaping company.
Yep.
Prescott.
Yep.
And he funded the deal for us.
Okay.
The full 170. Because we told him about it, and he knew how good of a deal it was,
too.
So he was comfortable with it, and it worked out pretty good.
The amazing thing is, if people know what you're doing, they want to be a part of it.
Yeah, and I actually I wholesaled him a lot, too.
Right.
You know, he put a mobile home. So, I mean, we have a good relationship with each other, so it worked out pretty well.
Tell everybody when you got started, how old were you, and whether or not you were in high school.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to think now. So COVID happened. It was like almost a year now.
Yeah.
So it was like March, you know, April, because I just turned 19, you know, 3 days ago.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Let's get him a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Confetti shoot down.
That's right.
Not yet.
No, we'll get it. I started back, like, it was about May 1st, I think, so it'll be almost a year now. And I, you know, I was watching a lot of videos, and I just kind of started. I think the main thing was for me is I just kind of jumped into it right away.
Yep.
And I wasn't waiting to learn everything. So I think that really helped me out. So, yeah, I mean, I just started. I started making calls.
So wait, you didn't know every part of the process and you just started?
No.
Right.
I mainly liked you because, I mean, you can just call.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking, oh, I got to spend all this money on mailing out.
That's what we were talking about.
And
yeah.
All that type of stuff. So I'm like, oh, you're saying I got all this free time. It's COVID. I don't got school. So I'm like, I'll make some calls. And it worked out pretty well.
Worked out perfect.
Yeah.
Worked out to the tune of 106,000 and a flip that looks like a $70,000 deal.
Yeah, it's crazy. It doesn't really sink in.
Right.
You know, the 106 so far. I mean,
so what do you do with that?
Well,
you just turned 19. What do you do with $106,000?
Yeah, so cold calling now, I'm really looking to buy my first rental. So,
okay.
You know, my whole goal was to build up this cash with wholesaling.
Of course.
And then buy a rental.
Yeah.
So that's like the main goal. I know that's how you get the wealth started and everything.
Yeah.
Cash flow per month.
That's it.
And maybe build a little team with the wholesaling thing.
Yep.
And yeah, I mean, that's kind of the main thing here. And with the flip going on, you know, that should be a nice, you know, payday as well.
So yeah.
I think it'll work out. Got some good things going on.
And you just moved to Prescott from where?
South Dakota.
Right. And are you specializing in Prescott?
Yeah.
Because Prescott's like 90,000 people. Right?
50,000. I mean, it's growing. But
okay.
I think the Google population is like 50,000.
But speak to people that are in the smaller markets that are like, you know, I need to go expand. I need to do it virtually because, you know, there's not enough people here. You're in your market.
Yeah.
Making the calls yourself. Right?
Yeah.
Still?
Yes. So the only list I've pulled is, so I got Prescott Valley, which is like 10 minutes away, which is another 40,000. So mainly just calling around Yavapai County, which is a population of 250,000.
Yeah.
You know, not like Maricopa, which is
6 million.
Yeah, there you go. So
yeah.
It's a lot smaller, But I know there's deals everywhere. There's a lot of deals out there. You just got to, you know, put in the calls and stay consistent. I mean, there's deals everywhere. Because that's, I mean, I think I texted you, you know, I mean, after my first list, like, hey, what market do you suggest I go through next? And you're like, stay in there until you need to move.
Yep.
So I'm like, all right.
Well, there's a lot of buyers. I mean, we do deals in Prescott Valley. I mean, there's a lot of buyers.
Yeah, there's a lot of buyers.
You know?
I've gained a lot of good contacts through there, and I'm just going to keep rolling with it till it runs dry, which it never will.
So how do you get the confidence to be able to make these calls at 18 years old? You know what I mean?
I think God blessed me with the, you know, kind of the ability to talk to people, which is awesome. But mainly, like I said, I mean, I just kind of took action right away. I wasn't really scared, you know, or hesitant to do anything. So, I mean, I just kind of jumped into it. You know, I read Rich Dad Poor Dad, right? Mm-hmm. It got my mind turning. You know, I really wanted to make as much money as I could. So I'm like, if I got to talk to strangers, it's not like I'm looking at them in the face, you know, it's over phone.
Yeah.
Worst they can say is no. So,
yeah.
I mean, I just started up and I've never really had too much of, you know, a problem talking to people.
Yeah.
But I think I looked at my mojo. I think I'm about 45,000 calls in so far.
Right.
So,
and how many people have you talked to? Do you know?
It's about 5,000.
Uh-huh.
So 5,000 conversations.
You've had 5,000 conversations with strangers.
Yes.
Do you feel like you could talk to anybody?
I mean, when I talk to strangers now, it's kind of more like a lot of people when, you know, they talk to me like, oh yeah, you're very well spoken. I thought you were much older. You know,
yeah.
Talking on the phone and everything. So
yeah,
that's a good compliment. But yeah, I mean, when you talk to 5,000 people, you're going to learn how to talk.
That's right. That's it. And that's what, you know, that's what we were talking about earlier. Mike, you brought this up. You know, you got to talk to 1,000 people before you hire anybody. You're talking to 5,000 people in like essentially virtual high school. You're going to virtual high school. You're making calls. You're making this and building your business at now freshly minted 19 years old.
Yes.
Right. So that's incredible. Where do you do it from? Do you do it from your bedroom? Do you do it from a library? Do you do
it from an
office, a den? Like, where do you make your calls?
Yeah. So for the past 10 months, I call about 3 hours a day, about 5 days a week, and it's all my bedroom right there on my desk. So, I mean, it can get old, you know, waking up and especially with COVID and quarantine, everything, it's kind of like that's all life is.
Yeah.
Wake up, eat, and make calls.
That's it, man.
I feel like grinding when you're young, when you have all this energy, it really will help. It already is. So, yeah, I mean, just making calls in my bedroom.
So what is your schedule? Do you do it in the morning or the afternoons, your calls?
Yeah. So I try to start like around 9, 10-ish. I go till about 1, 2, you know, and then normally I'll just like go to the gym or something and try to get off the chair for a little bit. Yeah, I mean, kind of like late morning into mid-afternoon. Sometimes I'll start later, but as long as I get them in, you know, I talk to the same people normally, like contact-wise, you know, throughout the day. So there's not a secret timing or anything.
Also, dude, I mean, Brent, just like one of the cool things about cars, like even a year in, you know, he started wholesaling and already evolving the business, right? Taking the next step into fix and flipping, and who knows from there?
That's it.
You know?
Well, that's the point.
And yeah, I mean, the fix and flip was, I mean, it's crazy. You know, I think it was listed on my 19th birthday, which I'm just telling you, like a year ago from now, when I was 18, before I read Rich Dad Poor Dad or anything, I was going to play college and golf, right?
Yeah.
I had no idea what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
So when COVID hit, that's when my mind shift really, you know, it just shifted.
Yeah.
It totally shifted. And when we found this deal, because Dad was like, you know, I know you found it. Oh, I forgot to mention. I sent it out to one of my buyers that I just met. He's a really good guy. He offered me.
Is it Luke?
Rick Webb.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Rick.
Not Luke.
Yeah.
But he offered me $225 for it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a $55,000 wholesale. So that was really hard to turn down.
Right. Why did you turn it down?
Well, mainly because I know I can make that and my dad can make that on this deal.
Okay.
You know, and more.
Okay. How does your dad fit into this?
Yeah. So he buys a lot of real estate.
Yeah.
You know, so that's kind of how I got into it. But he was, you know, he was going to come up, kind of, he managed it. He did a lot of the rehab himself.
Yeah.
So that was kind of his in on the deal.
Yeah.
And he's like.
So he's managing the rehab.
Yeah.
You're finding the deals and then you split it with him?
Yeah. So for this one, I found it. You know, he got funding, you know, it was our friend. So it wasn't just him, but, you know, he did a lot of the work himself. You know, when he does projects, he kind of goes all in on it. And, you know, we use some of my funds for the repairs, some of his. So, I mean, we kind of just kind of went on this together.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was a good learning experience. I gained a lot of handyman contacts as well.
Sure.
It's awesome. You know,
yep.
In the future when I do my own flips. But I just mainly just learning the process, you know, the closing costs, all that kind of stuff adds up, you know. So when I'm finding wholesale deals, I know that more, you know, when I go into negotiating and stuff. But yeah, we're splitting the profits 50-50. And I think we're all in about 215.
Nice.
You know, and the market's crazy there.
It's
absolutely crazy.
When you say that your dad buys a lot of properties, what does that mean?
He's not doing too many flips.
Right.
Prescott's a great Airbnb market just because it's so beautiful up there. But I also found a cabin in the woods, mm-hmm. the Prescott Pines. It's mm-hmm. beautiful. He bought that one for me, and we're going to turn that into an Airbnb. He also just closed on like a duplex-type office space. But, I mean, he's really just rentals.
Right. So building the portfolio.
Yep.
And so you're following those footsteps.
Yeah. He likes that I'm finding the good deals now for him.
I bet he does. Yeah. I bet he does.
But, no, it's been working out really well.
So when you're looking at a deal and you're confident, what are you looking at, like, ARV minus what? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I'm trying to follow that equation that you put out there.
Yeah.
But the market's so hot right now, I'm mm-hmm. kind of doing ARV minus even like 15%,
mm-hmm.
not the normal 30%. I think that's when I first started learning. So ARV like times 0.8, 0.85.
Yep.
Minus repairs, you know, is kind of what I could sell.
Wait, and that works? Because I tell everybody, ARV minus 0.84, depending on the market, because some of the markets are lower.
Yeah.
A fix and flipper is going to look for at least a minimum of $20,000 profit.
Yep.
So if that doesn't fit into that 10% of the or the 16% that you take off the top, then you have to adjust. Minus repairs is the wholesale price.
Yes.
And then subtract from there. That's what you're doing.
And I think, you know, people out there, when you're figuring out that equation there and it's not perfect, you get a little scared.
Yeah.
But just so you know, I mean, the market's crazy right now. There's room there.
I know.
There's a lot of room.
And I know.
If you match that equation, you know, I think you're going to make a pretty good fee on it.
Yeah.
Don't be scared to even go up a little bit. I mean, it's the market's crazy right now.
What's your average wholesale fee?
Yeah, so my first one was like 3,000. So just take that one away. I think it's about 16,000, 17,000.
Right. Yeah, I mean the numbers say it like that. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever 106 divided by 8 is or whatever.
Yeah.
But they've been pretty good, you know. And even one of them I found off Facebook Messenger.
Yeah.
It was my biggest deal, 22,000.
Yeah.
That I just messaged a rental off Facebook Messenger.
What do you mean? So break that down.
Yeah. So when I'm calling, sometimes they'll go into Facebook, right? And they'll have rental listings.
Yeah.
You know, they'll have, you know, an apartment for rent, $800 a month, and you'll be able to message them. So I just messaged them. I was going through like normal, you know, just being like, hey, I just want to see if you consider an offer on your property to sell. And they were a young couple and like, yeah, we actually been thinking about selling, you know, and it was in Dewey. So it was like 20 minutes from where I live. So I went down there the next day. I think I locked up for like $297, and I sold it for like $320.
Incredible. From a Facebook Messenger. Woo! Here we go.
Crazy.
What do you think? That's incredible, right? Yeah. I mean, honestly,
it's a good hack. I mean, when you're making calls and you're bored, you're playing video games.
Send messages.
Go to Facebook and send messages.
Yeah. People are like, well, what happens when text messages, like they start blocking the mass text messages?
Yeah.
DM.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to create some bot that, you know, just automatically scrapes it and sends things. You know what I mean? That'd be interesting. Maybe you'll build that. Maybe. You know, think about that. Yeah. Maybe. There you go. That's the next
venture. I mean, you can't message all of them, but the ones that say, you know, they're going to be right to the owner. More likely, they're going to be on Facebook, you know, throughout the day. So they'll see your message.
So talk to everybody that's, you know, they're seeing an 18, 19, freshly 19-year-old making calls, doing deals. Maybe they're apprehensive to make calls. Maybe they're trying to fit it into their schedule and their world. They're not sure if it's going to work. What would you say to somebody like that?
So I say the biggest thing is, for me, is just really just being consistent.
Yep.
You know, so I started out, I think maybe just like an hour a day, 30 minutes. I mean, if you guys are working, you're 9 to 5 and you're just burnt.
Yeah.
You know, just try to fit in like an hour, maybe before you go. Maybe
even 15 minutes.
Exactly. 30 minutes.
It just builds the habit. And then all of a sudden, the funny thing is you start liking it.
All it takes is one conversation. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. And then, like you said, you know, kind of just build energy off of it. And, you know, there's a lot of no's that can kind of wear you out. But, you know, when you get that one yes,
uh-huh.
and it's 15, 20 grand, you know, it just makes it all worth it.
I remember when I first started making calls and I was like, you know, calling and somebody was like, yes, I would consider. And I was like, whoa, this is it.
Yeah.
This is it. And then I got obsessed with it. And then I was like consistent for years and years and years and years. And then I started hiring people, but I was calling forever. Yeah. I mean, I talked to 45,000 homeowners, you know what I mean? And you can imagine, because I mean, you've already talked to 5,000 of them and you just get into that rhythm and you get it, like it gives you that juice and that it really is exciting.
Yeah. But I think just the main thing is if you guys can stay consistent, you know, even 5 days a week, just make your calls. It's going to mean the world of a difference.
That's all.
I don't know what kept me coming back to make calls. It's not like it's fun right away.
Right.
And I just kept doing it.
Yeah.
You know? And it's kind of, then it gets, you know, part of your daily routine.
How long did it take you to get your first deal?
Let's see, probably about a month.
Yeah.
About a month. So
tell everybody about this. Because I'm telling everybody 90 days from the first time you talk to them to the time that you get closed is average.
Yeah.
But so, you got your first deal closed in a month or just locked up in a month?
Let's see. I started about in May. I think it closed middle of June.
Yeah.
So a little over a month that it closed.
That was the little guy.
Yeah.
That was $3,000. Yeah.
Totally messy.
Yeah.
The work I put in should have been like
$30,000. All
right. No, I mean, it was, I think I just, I saw something about you can get pre-foreclosure lists from realtors.
Yeah.
And right now I know pre-foreclosures are small because banks are giving, you know, a bunch of.
Yep, forbearance.
Yeah, and all that type of stuff.
Yep.
But yeah, before COVID started and everything, I got a pre-foreclosure list from an agent in town. And I called it. I think there was like maybe 100, 200 people on there.
Yeah.
And I found this couple down in Camp Verde that was kind of going through some things. And
I remember.
I was able to help them out.
I remember.
It was, like the worst things you could have done. I did.
Yeah.
But I mean, it ended like, you know, she was crying on the phone, like, oh, we're not gonna be able to close. You have this big tax lien, you know, that we have to pay before we close. And it was like a couple grand. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I know that they would figure it out.
You know,
it's either that or they're getting foreclosed on.
Yeah.
So I didn't have the money to pay him for that.
Yeah.
So I just kind of let it ride out and, you know, eventually just got it done for him.
Yeah.
You know, I think I really helped him out. I think they owed about 90 on it. I think I locked it up for like 110. Zillow said like 120.
Yep. Yeah.
And I had to go back and lower them down to like 95. Ended up selling it for 98 to a local investor in Camp Verde that I put on Craigslist. I put on Craigslist and Marketplace and ended up finding this guy named Jim who wanted a little rental.
Love it. And in the smaller markets, I mean, that's, you can find buyers on there.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little bit tougher in the bigger markets to really find legit because most of the people on the Craigslist and Marketplace here are other wholesalers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's a good way to network in that sense. But, and by the way, guys, tell everybody about your YouTube channel, how to connect with you, everything. I know that this was quick, but I think that you've really made a big impact. I mean, guys.
No, I appreciate it. I
mean, incredible, right?
Yeah. So if you guys want to go to my YouTube, it's just my name. Carter Libis, CarterLibis. I started it like a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I got my fix and flip on there, you know, kind of how I made my 100,000 in those 8 months. Some good content on there. I don't know. I just try my best to document what I'm doing. So if you guys want to follow along, you guys subscribe. But my Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, it's all just my name, Carter Libis. So
awesome.
Search me up and message me if you want.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Thank you for being on here. Absolutely incredible, guys. Make sure that you follow Carter. And Carter, we say thank you for joining us. Until next week, we encourage you to talk to people. We love you guys. See you next week.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at wholesalinginc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.